Hello and welcome to the recording for Sunday, the 4th of July. American Independence Day. Well, yeah. Happy Independence Day, America. And I hope you're enjoying school. Got two more weeks to go before the summer holidays. So that's really good. We are back at church. It is possible for kids to book in and come into church. So I hope the kids in Ignite happen to come because we're really missing seeing a lot of you. Obviously, parents will have to help to make that happen. But yeah, I hope you can come. So today we are looking at another country. And you're trying to guess which country I am thinking of. Found out quite a few bits about this country and they're all quite interesting. Right, so for 5 points, this country is the most crowded country in the whole world. For 5 points, can you guess which one it is? It is also the lowest country in the world. And its name actually means lowlands. And this country has got the tallest men in the world. Imagine that. The tallest men in the world. And the women are only the second tallest in the world. And they think this is because they eat a lot of cheese. So I don't know. I don't know whether cheese makes you grow. And this country and all these clues are really, really difficult. So I don't know. For 2 points, in this country, bicycles are the main form of transport and cars are not allowed to travel in the town centers or the city centers. Wow. Okay, the capital of this country is Amsterdam and its seat of power is The Hague. So, did that help at all? Did you guess that I was talking about the Netherlands? Nether meaning below. Netherlands, which is really below. One third of this country, apparently. One third of the Netherlands is below sea level, which is quite a lot. And it also has the oldest national anthem. The music was composed in 1572. In the Netherlands, they changed the color of carrots, which used to be white, to yellow, and then everybody started to like the orange colored carrots more. And this was in honor of William III of England, who was known as William the Orange, and that became the official color of carrots. And it's also the official color of the Netherlands. The Netherlands is also called Holland, and the people there are Dutch. It is said to be one of the happiest countries in the world since they started rating which country has happy people. It's always been in the top 10. Amsterdam has 1,200 bridges, and there are over 1,000 windmills in all of Holland. Clogs. People think that clogs are very much to do with the Netherlands, but they are only very popular outside the main cities. They're not popular in the innermost places with young people. Okay, so today's miracle is when Jesus loosens the tongue of a man who could not speak. And this is a very short Bible verse where we are going to get quite a lot out of it. And it's found in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 32 and 33. That's it, just two verses. And the Bible says, while they were going out, a man who was demon-possessed and could not talk was brought to Jesus. And when the demon was driven out, the man who had been mute spoke. The crowd was amazed and said, nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel. I absolutely love this. I really, really sort of love this passage and all the things that it can teach us. Now, I don't know what you think about demon possession. I don't know whether you've ever given that any much thought, but it's very much something when something else takes over your body, your mind, your mouth, your actions, and you do something that you really don't want to do or would not naturally do. It's not the thing that you would plan to do. I mean, I've done this a few times. I've you know, in my life, lived almost 48 years now. And there are times when I do something and I think, why did I do that? How could I do that? That wasn't, you know, most of the time it's something that's not very nice. And I just think, you know, something has taken over my life. Something is making me do this. Something is making me make wrong decisions or say wrong things or be annoying or on purpose hurt someone with my words. And yeah, it can be very confusing because it's like something else or someone else has taken over your body and is controlling you. And just as we all believe in angels and we believe in God, we also have to think that the devil exists as well. And he has his agents. He has these beings that work for him that used to be angels and now are called demons. And when they rule and control someone's life, if that person does not resist them and get rid of them, that person will be controlled all the time by that demon and they would not have control of their life a lot. So this man had a demon that was controlling him, and the way that it showed that it was controlling, it would not allow him to talk. As a person who loves to talk, this would be really, really hard for me. Because I have a lot to say about a lot of things. And this would be really, really difficult. Could you imagine if you had to stop talking? I know I've done sponsored silences before, and some people have been really grateful for that. But if we could, you know, if you just could not talk, what would that be like for you? What would that be like? You would have to act everything out that you wanted. You would have to write things down all the time. And some people would not be patient to read it. Or some people could not read it. Younger brothers and sisters might not be able to read what you are saying. Because when we're talking, it's a form of communicating not just our thoughts, but also our emotions. And with your voice, you can tell people that you're very excited and you're really keen to do something, or you can tell them that you're really sad and that you need a hug. You just need a hug. So if you couldn't use your voice to communicate those things, life might get rather difficult. There are some jobs that I know you could not do without your voice. You couldn't work in the telephone industry. You couldn't phone people up without your voice. And if it was COVID o'clock and we were in lockdown, you wouldn't be able to call grandparents or family or friends across the world. It would be difficult if you couldn't talk. So this thing was taking over this man's life. It really was. It would have affected everything that he was doing. And we have to think, what's taking your life over? What's stopping you from acting the way that you should or the way that you want to? What's stopping you from doing the things that you want to do? So you can think about this and you could talk to someone about that. And then you can see what you can do to help yourself. But this man, he had friends, he had people that brought him to Jesus. Okay, so different from last week's story where the blind beggars had to decide for themselves with their own faith. But other people had faith in Jesus. Other people knew that Jesus could actually do something to help. And they brought this man to Jesus and they said, here you are. Here is the problem. Here is the thing that needs sorting out. Here is the thing we believe you can help us with. And Jesus did. He did. He drove that demon out of the man. And as soon as he did, the man could talk. So we need to be able to take our problems to Jesus, knowing that he can do something about it. Because really, there shouldn't be any excuse about why we cannot achieve something. And then, well, I'm assuming that once this man could talk, he wasn't saying horrible things. He wasn't saying bad things. He would have been trying to make up for lost time, maybe. But there really is no excuse as to what you say and why you say it. Some people that I know, sometimes they swear and they use bad words. And they say, oh, I can't help it. Oh, I was just very annoyed. You can be very annoyed, but still you can choose the words you speak. You should never be out of control of your life. You should never be out of control of what you say. You should never hurt other people or annoy other people by the things that you say. I've got one of my son's friends. He says, oh, I can't help it. It's because, but then the other time he got into a lot of trouble and he came back to me because I'm always telling him, stop swearing, stop saying bad things. That's not right. I expect better from you. I expect you. And I told his parents, I said, I'm really sorry, but I cannot have him swearing and saying those horrible, offensive words. They are hurting my ears. I don't like it. And I don't want him to grow up like that. I want him to think about what he says and to be a nice boy, really. There's no excuse for it. And then he went to school and somebody hurt him and he was swearing a lot and he got into trouble. And so he came back to me and he said, thank you for telling me to stop. I am going to stop. I'm going to really, really try very hard to stop because I should not be getting into trouble for saying such things. And I was really proud of him for doing that. Because when we talk, we can be expressive. We can be interesting without swearing. We can be entertaining without swearing. So we should think about what we should be saying. What if we're not swearing and if we're not saying all these bad things, what should be coming out of our mouths is in the book of Luke, chapter 6 and verse 45. So if we look at that, if we look at the book of Luke, which I'm just trying to get to at the moment. Matthew, Mark, Luke, chapter 6, verse 45. And the Bible says, this was Jesus talking to people about how they should behave. And he says, a good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth from his mouth what is evil. For out of the abundance of the mouth, of the heart, his mouth speaks. Isn't that amazing? Jesus is saying whatever comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. So if you only have bad things in your heart, then bad things are going to come out of your mouth. If you have good things in your heart, then good things are going to come out of your mouth. So be careful what you say. Whatever you say is going to show us what's in your heart, which we can't see. So don't be restricted and let a lot of things hold you back. You should express yourself. Definitely. You should have a good time. Definitely. You should enjoy your life. Absolutely. But you should be careful what comes out of your mouth. You should be careful to make sure no bad things come out of your mouth, because that will suggest that there are bad things in your heart. I hope you've enjoyed looking at that. And I hope you've enjoyed thinking about the things that might be stopping you now from doing the things that you should be doing. Take care and God bless you. And I'll speak to you soon, or I will see you in church. Bye.